Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:06 right now. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Biggest story, of course, what's going on in the Middle East? Trump, Netanyahu, and free hostages. And here to comment on this and a lot of other subjects that's coming up. Right now, we're being joined by Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. How you doing, sir?
Bob, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning? How was your weekend?
Fantastic. Had a great weekend. The weather's turned really nice. I hope it continues for Biketoberfest at the end of the week. I want to maybe head down there to Daytona for a little bit. You got any plans to enjoy this weather?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was sure nice to be up this morning, taking the kids to school. Nice, cool morning, as always. Just a blessing. It really is, man. It's great not to sweat through the suit when you're dropping your kids off. But We'll be in the panhandle this weekend. We'll see if this weather holds.
Well, I mean, you talk about a blessing. I want to get your take on this peace deal. I mean, this is huge. Are people taking this in for the historical moment it is?
Yeah, man. You know, I've talked to quite a few people on it. I think everybody understands the magnitude of what's going on right now. It's incredible. It truly is. You know, having been to Israel a few times, you know, most recently when we brought back those 2,300 Americans during the Iran-Israel peace, I'll tell you, this is a scar that runs deep within Israel. Right now, getting those 20 living hostages home, all 28 deceased, those bodies have to come home. This is incredibly important to the people of Israel. And to broker this right now on the world stage is incredible. And, you know, the only thing I'll say is we have to make sure that we keep our eye on the horizon. We've released 2,000 prisoners,
yeah.
250 known terrorists. And I think, you know, I have faith and belief in the Trump administration. I think they're going to do this the right way. But we have to keep our eyes on that prize and keep our world and our people safe.
I mean, what's the simple answer when people ask me, hey, why does Israel give up 2,000 people to get 20?
Well, because we don't leave people behind.
Right.
Because Israel was committed to getting their people home. And frankly, if necessary, if Hamas doesn't follow through and live up to their end of the bargain, then Israel knows what they have to do. They're committed to making sure this is done right. And, you know, that's just the reality of this.
Well, I think this is being the right time for these things to happen. Netanyahu knows he has a great friend in President Trump, and he said as much when he was speaking to his people. So, yeah, I mean, if there was ever a time when there can be true peace and they can actually rebuild that area in a positive way, this is it.
You know, it's such an incredibly complex area. And I say this, you know, Israel is on an island. They have some friends in and around there. Jordan helps them with ballistic missiles and things flying into the country. You have the Druze who've been persecuted and hunted down, much like the Jewish in the Middle East. And there are people all around there that crave and yearn for peace. I hope and pray that this can be that bridge into a better foundation and a safer Middle East. But kudos to President Trump. He's done what he said he was going to do. And now we've got to make sure that this is lasting.
You're a decorated Green Beret, so I'm going to ask you another question about warfare. It appears that Pakistan and Afghanistan having a little squabble going on. There's been deaths on both sides. Do you see this leading to something larger?
Well, I think it's something we've got to keep our eyes on, right? That entire region is historically unstable. They've been at war for, 1,000 years, pretty much continuously. It's the reality of the situation. We'll see. Hopefully it just peters out and it doesn't require anything else. But it is something that many of us watch closely because of how much time and how much resource and how many lives were thrown against the wall in Afghanistan. It's an important thing to many of us.
Well, yeah, and they're using weaponry that the Biden administration left behind and to destabilize Pakistan, which, of course, is a nuclear power. It could get ugly fast. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Well, and you hit it on the head there, Bob. I'll tell you what, going back to that, again, it's unfathomable that we left that material sitting there in Afghanistan for our enemy. And you look at what the Taliban's done, again, getting rid of internet, taking away freedoms, rights, liberties. They are exactly who we thought they were. And, you know, the world needs to make sure that they're held accountable.
Hey, I understand that you recently got to be there for a World War II pilot finally being brought home. Tell me about that.
That was probably one of the most incredible things I've ever been a part of, Bob. It's one of those moments that just sends tingles up and down your spine. So yesterday in St. Johns County, we had Lieutenant Junior Grade DuPont brought home 81 years to the day that he was lost in World War II. How incredible is that? You know, to be there and reinter his body in Hastings at his family's plot amongst so many people who knew him that were still alive, who were little kids when he went off to war. You know, so many cousins and relatives. But it's an amazing thing. This is a promise that the United States of America makes to our people, our warriors, when they go downrange, you know, that we're not going to leave you behind, that we're going to bring you home. There are still many who are unidentified, but this is a step in the right direction, and it shows the very best of what can happen. I hope we can get more families closure and bring those remains home to others. But what an amazing opportunity to be a part of that.
81 years to the day from when he was lost.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah, that had to be something special. All right. So you're in Tallahassee. What's the big news? What's the number one thing that people are chatting about in Tallahassee, the lawmakers, the governor? What's going on there?
Well, I'll tell you, it's everyone's prepping for session, right? What's this going to be? How much are we going to get done? Property tax is the number one thing that I keep getting asked about, followed closely by how much work are we doing to help continue to stabilize our insurance rates. And then, you know, everything else is kind of scattered out. Those are the two primary things. And then, yeah, actually, you can throw in illegal immigration as well. That's something that people keep asking about. And we're going to keep putting our foot on the gas pedal and doing what we do to protect our state and our country.
Yeah, it looks like the Duffy, the transportation secretary, cracking down on illegal truckers has really put a dent in that and made the road safer. And do we have something similar to that going on in Florida?
Yeah, we're absolutely. We've already put some things in place. You'll probably see legislation that focuses in on that. See, right now, a lot of the bills are being formulated. Not many have been posted up. You know, the second committee week is coming up. Traditionally, between the second and third, you'll see a lot of the potential language come out there. But priority bills will generally be, you know, more towards the end before we start session in January. And looking forward to what I hope will be a productive and efficient session. It would be great to have everything go as it's expected to do. But in the end, you know, we've got to fight for what matters. We're going to keep pushing on illegal immigration. We're going to push for property tax reform, and we're going to keep trying to hold our rates stable and drive them down even further. God willing, we can keep the hurricanes off our coast.
And we'll keep in touch, and you'll let us know what's going on. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, always a pleasure.
Bob, always good to be on. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins on the Bob Rose Show. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. We've got all the headlines, including the biggest story of the day, the year. Wow. Peace in Israel. Hostages are free. Yeah, it's a big deal. We'll talk about it coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.